There are lines to get into the movies all over New York City as the Tribeca Film Festival is now in full swing. Films from all over the world are screened at a festival that has become a big week for independent and studio filmmakers alike. But in part, the Tribeca Film Festival stars the city itself in little movies, shot, edited, and produced by film students from New York City high schools trained at the Tribeca Film Institute. We're joined by two of those student filmmakers today. Jordan Campbell is a high school senior, one of the filmmakers behind Takeout, a narrative film, the story of two people, two cultures, and food in Chinatown and Little Italy. And Thomas Bensavengo, a high school junior, is one of the filmmakers behind The Iron Triangle, a documentary about a community in Queens being overrun by a city redevelopment plan. The Tribeca students also produced this Valentine to New York City called Cityscapes.
I love your buildings.
I love playing on your sidewalks.
I love your graffiti, your movie theaters, and mom and pop comic book shops.
I love your can collectors, your street performers, skaters, and construction workers. I love every single one of your 8 million people.
How exciting was this to, first of all, you made a complete film. You've done a film and also were a part of this Cityscapes collage, which is going to be played at the festival. How exciting is it to be a part of this really important festival with all kinds of filmmakers from all over the world? Thomas?
It's like a dream come true, really. It's like you're with people that you could relate to, and like everyone's filmmakers, everyone knows what you're talking about. It's not like you have to explain yourself. Everyone's like has the same eye and the same ear to what you see, and it's just like it's really a dream come true. I love it.
So you get to like sit around with like actors and directors and go, actors are so annoying. And you can't get gaffers any. And you talk about union rules and stuff like that. Yeah,
they're not union rules. Something like the actors. Yeah, I think the actors thought.
Well, let's talk, Jordan, about your film Takeout.
Okay.
Which I saw. It's really spectacular.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess the theme would be food will bring us together.
Yeah.
Explain a little bit.
Well, it's about two teenagers from two very different cultures. And I guess you can say at the beginning of the film, they're kind of maybe a little closed-minded. And by the end of the film, through food, they learn to accept other cultures.
And the backdrop is, and for people who aren't from New York, you know, it's important to the plot of the film. It's in Little Italy and Chinatown, which are smushed together.
They are.
Describe how, as a filmmaker, the visuals of how Little Italy and Chinatown are just smushed together really helps your film.
Well, I didn't know exactly. I mean, I knew they were close, but I didn't know how exactly. I mean, the same. It almost stops at the same block. They end them again, like the same place. And we went there, and it was just like perfect example of just two cultures right next to each other. Yeah, and they don't always get along. No. We heard some things.
But you aim the camera, and it's all Italy, and you just turn a little bit.
Exactly.
And it's all China.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Can I just say something about the ending of your film?
Yeah.
It's a boy and a girl, a Chinese boy who discovers Italian food.
Yeah.
An Italian girl who discovers Chinese food. I so wanted them to get together at the end.
I think a lot of people did, and they weren't expecting them not to. They almost thought it was a given that they were going to get together at the end. But I think with this film, it's better subtly done.
Jordan Campbell, no cheesy Hollywood ending, right?
Exactly.
I watched the director's cut. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, so Thomas Bensavengo, how is filmmaking a great way to learn and understand the city of New York? Because that's really part of what you've done here.
Yeah, with the cityscapes, we're trying to get an image of New York. Like, not that image where everyone sees a tourist, you know, looking up to the buildings. Like, we shot in Rocopoco out there. Like, those people out there, it's a whole different culture out there. And we went up to Astoria. Astoria, you have so much different culture in just a few blocks.
Yeah, Greek, Middle Eastern, South Asian.
Yep.
You know, Woody Allen made his career filming in New York. And there's a great movie out now, Limitless, which is an action movie shot here
it's
in
great.
New York. What do you think of, now that you guys are filmmakers, when you see a big feature that's been shot in New York and imagine what it took to get any of those shots? Jordan?
I always admire when filmmakers use New York because, you know, I'm here all the time. But I always wonder why I never really saw this when it was being shot. It's like it's these huge productions, but it's like, where was I for this? You don't really see it until it hits the big screen. But it's great because you get a real good sense of New York, and you can tell when something is authentic and when something isn't, you know? So when it's in a studio, you can tell when it's done in, you know, when it's done pure and live in New York, you can tell.
Jordan Campbell, are you the kind of director who needs a really big location truck when you go shooting in New York?
No. I you know, just I can just take one camera and just walk around with it.
Thomas Bensavengo, what's one of your favorite movies shot in New York that you like to sort of see as something you might like to do?
One of my favorite movies shot in New York, it has to be Goodfellas. Goodfellas is one of my all-time, hand-down favorite movie because it's around the same neighborhood, and like the just little things you notice, like they're like right before one of they killed the guy in the car, he was like, oh, you want to go to Rockaway Boulevard, the diner over there, get a greatest pie over there or whatever. And you know, it's just like, it's very subtle, but like you pick up on it. It's great. I love it.
Oh, brimming with ideas and projects. Next film, what do you think this festival is a stepping stone to for you, Jordan, and then you, Thomas?
I'm hoping that this festival is a stepping stone to a lot more opportunities and just people that I can talk to next time I have a film in mind that I would love to make, and you know, people that are always willing to have an open door for my ideas.
So we'll get you know, our listeners to send you scripts.
Thank you,
Thomas.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a learning experience, and to branch off from one, like learn from one person to another, and you're getting to really explore all the different ways of how you can make another film or give you ideas and meet those people that you need to meet to make it in this industry, you know.
Well, good luck to both of you in the industry and graduating high school. Thomas Bensavengo and
Thank
Jordan
you.
Campbell, two of the voices, two of the filmmakers as part of the Tribeca Film Festival 2011 Youth Showcase. You're in the festival. Congrats, guys.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.